Many people will be voting their pocketbooks when they step into the booth tomorrow. Numbers released last week show the economy grew at a decent pace during the summer months, but not fast enough to generate a healthy supply of new jobs. Democrats are hoping that voter anxiety about the economy will give their candidates an edge in tomorrow's election. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports on how economic concerns are affecting the race for a new congressional seat in Pennsylvania.
Dan Wofford stands on a station platform in the mainline Philadelphia town of Wynnewood, greeting commuters as they step off a train. A Democrat running for Pennsylvania's 6th congressional district, Wofford attempts to shake people's hands as they pass by. But the evening is cold and drizzly, and many of those getting off the train don't even slow down.
For Congress, can I give me my flyer? I don't want to cause an accident here.
But Wofford, son of former Senator Harris Wofford, isn't one to give up easily. Democrats are heavily outnumbered in the 6th district. And Republican candidate Jim Gerlach is thought to have a slight edge. To compete, Wofford stresses standard Democratic issues like prescription drugs and protecting Social Security, but he also talks about the economy. He favors spending more on government job training and business development programs.
Getting the economy jump-started is critically important. People are very worried about the economy and the market. And restoring confidence in our financial system and the marketplace is important to everyone.
Wofford is taking this message to an area that's not exactly hurting. Steve Cochran of Economy.com says the district has seen an influx of technology and pharmaceutical companies.
It's been pretty healthy growth. It hasn't been a surging area in terms of the economy, but year by year by year, it's simply expanded at a fairly good pace.
The hot areas include Chester County, where office parks and subdivisions are rapidly replacing farmland. The recession slowed down the sprawl, but not by much. Drew Hoffman is a partner in a sales and marketing firm who moved to the area a few years ago. He stopped last week outside a deli in one of the strip malls along Route 100.
You know, as I read various newspapers and everything, I understand there are businesses that are down and we're in a down economy, but it seems in this area we're not being affected as much. You know, the grocery store just expanded over here. It may not be as strong as it was a year ago or 2 years ago, but it's still there.
Hoffman is a Republican concerned about taxes and big government and supports Jim Gerlach. But Democrats say they're hearing from voters who have seen their retirement funds plummet recently and are anxious about the future. Graduate student Carolyn Lesnick, who supports Wofford, says the economy may be doing all right now.
But I don't know for how much longer. You know, there's not a lot of optimism. I'm appalled at what's going on. You know, with all the kind of corporate scandals, I feel like it should be more of a priority than it is.
And there are parts of the 6th district that the economy has passed by.
48. Bingo.
In a shopping center just up Route 422 is a walk-in bingo parlor where several dozen people while away a Wednesday afternoon. Among them is Tim Reifsnyder, who was laid off from a metals company 2 years ago. He says the local economy remains weak.
Basically, I'd say it's overall it's lousy. You know, unless you want to work for Walmart or places like McDonald's, I don't see that many opportunities for decent paying jobs in this area.
Reifsnyder sees little difference between the parties and may not vote at all. Among those who will vote, political scientist Terry Madonna of Millersville University says economic anxiety could be an influential factor. Although Pennsylvania's economy has improved, it has a long history as a Rust Belt state, where fears of a downturn lurk just below the surface. Madonna says 6th district voters are conflicted.
On the one hand, they have their Republican loyalties. On the other, they are still concerned about the future. They're vitally concerned that the economy could slip into a real recession. And so what Wofford has basically tried to do is to position himself to be the beneficiary of the anxiety among voters in that district.
Madonna says Republicans who win in Pennsylvania usually favor some government role in addressing economic problems. Wofford's rival, Jim Gerlach, favors lowering taxes and reducing regulation, but he also talks about expanding state programs to reclaim old industrial areas and revive drug-infested neighborhoods.
I've been a state legislator for 12 years, and I've worked in a lot of these communities, helping them with problems and with projects. So if they know anything about me, they know I'm going to work work real hard for them to try to spur economic development in their areas.
Suburban Philadelphia voters are notoriously independent. Despite the Republican edge in registration, 6th District voters went for Al Gore for president 2 years ago. Wofford may also benefit from a governor's race that's energized his base. The question is whether voters' worries about the economy will be enough to turn the tables in a race in which Republicans still appear to have an edge. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, Wynwood, Pennsylvania.